Johnny B, I want to say to you that April 1st, 2001 would have been a significant date in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. In 2001, on the 1st of April, it is well known to the older folk that it is All Fool Day.
Yeah.
But it was on that day that your humble servant was sworn in as a cabinet member of this country. And after 24 years, I'm still here.
Still going.
To the extent that I'm now the Deputy Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And so, I want to say to you that as I reflect on the journey, that the team that was established in 2001, I think it would have been a great team. I think that team would have set the stage for the progress to which this Unity Labour Party would have established over the years. And though at the moment you do have two of us remaining out of that 12, that is Prime Minister Gonsalves and myself, all of the, or the rest of the 12, except for one of that 12, would have lost his seat in the 2010 general elections. All of the others gave their service and left because they think that during their period, they would have given enough service to this country. And they left in dignity and with pride. And so, for all who would have done or given yeoman service from that team, I indeed want to thank them for their service over the years, and except for Sir Louis Straker, who is still sitting in the cabinet as one who gives guidance to the cabinet, all others of whom resting in retirement. Mm-hmm. And so I want to congratulate them very much. John P., during that 24-year period, the journey has not been an easy one. And I can say to you that having entered the cabinet 24 years ago, the very first 12 years, mm-hmm. I was given the opportunity to work at the Ministry of Agriculture. Then I was transferred from the Ministry of Agriculture to the Ministry of Housing, to which I spent another 8 years there. And then I was transferred to the Ministry of Transport and Works, where I've already done 4 years and counting. Mm-hmm. And so I have gained tremendous experience over the years in the various ministries. And of course, I would have indicated to my party and my leader that I too, that the time has come when I think I should demit humbly and to have someone carrying on the mantle of the work.
Put your feet up and get some rest.
Thank you very much. It's time enough. It's time enough. You know, when you look back and see from the elections 2001, 2005, 2010, 2015, 2020, that you were successful. You know, it gives you that sense of pride. And to the extent that it tells you that the constituency is one that has placed the confidence in you, shown that respect for you over the period of time. And to the extent that I have been here all of these years, that it gives me the opportunity to be the longest serving representative for that constituency. And in I want to thank all of the constituents, you know, for giving me to serve this country at this level. Johnny Pete, was a great feeling on Sunday last. And I think more than likely that would be my last entertainment of the party in any congratulatory way. And I would, at the moment, having established my departure, that I would be departing from active politics, of course. And that is desirable for the constituency or for the... I just want to say thanks to all of
in the 24 years of acting.
Thank you very much. Of course...
I hope it's not in the last program here.
No, I don't think so, because first of all, the Prime Minister has to issue the notice to the Governor General, and then the rate has to be established, and therefore that is not in place as yet.
But you're getting ready to pass the baton.
But of course, that is in train, and I want to happily do that, because I am confident that passing the baton on, that things will be okay henceforth.
What would you say, PMC, the highlight of those 24 years, something that would stick out for you?
If you
I know there might be many.
There are several. Enormous, and it would have been appealing in a number of ways. The education revolution stands out. Why? Because before 2001, access to secondary education was indeed terrible. There are, at that time, very few of the students, even though they would have had the ability to move forward, that the environment did not allow much of it. The economic situation was terrible, therefore, parents could not have maintained their children in any way at secondary school. The transportation system was equally not available, because in those days you had the wood bus that would leave Sandy on around 5:30, the latest, on mornings. So children had to get up and travel at that time to any of the schools in this country. You had the Ravaca River to battle with in the rainy season. Sometimes some of the children would have left home, but you can't pass the Ravaca Dry River. And it was not an easy thing for us during that period of time. And today, all of that would have been changed, to the extent that we are now, like any of the other areas in this country, we are now having professionals at all the various levels, be it teachers, doctors, lawyers, accountants, engineers. And, you know, I'm satisfied that with the education revolution, that we have improved the level of our students as equals to all of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Johnny P., I remembered, it was in 1993, that I was out of state because I was working with, not 1993, it was 1991, I was working with Banana Girls Association. And I was out of state. I took some holidays, and when I came back, there was a student who I met, who was attending the grammar school, and I met him home that day. And I said, "Young man, what are you doing here? Why are you not in school?" And he said to me that his parents did not have the means to continue with him in school. This gentleman was either first, second, or third at the grammar school. And this year was his fourth year to attend the school. But his family could not have maintained him. And when I spoke to him that day, it was almost 2 months already within the term. And I tried to assist at that time, but I was told that he has already spent too long out of the classroom, and it's difficult for him to re-enter. These are the situations that existed at the time. But I can say to you that after 2001, we were able to establish evening classes at the Sandyby Primary School. And he was one of them who took that opportunity to elevate himself. And today, that gentleman, he is a qualified teacher from the St. Vincent Teachers College and has gone on to do his university education. and is vying to be one of the her teachers, principals, in one of the schools north of the river.